District attorneys would take a cut of about 6%, or $3 million in state and federal funding in Doyle's budget. Crawford County District Attorney Tim Baxter says that only adds more pain to a system that's already almost critically broken. Baxter says the DA's budget is unique in that it goes directly towards salary and benefits for employees, and that's it. So when the DA's budget gets cut, Baxter says it means firing people in a system that's already understaffed.
You know, we're going to do the work, no matter what, no matter how short-staffed we are around the state. We're going to do the work. We're going to do the prosecution, but it's just... it's the victims that are going to end up suffering and waiting on their cases.
A recent independent audit found that district attorneys statewide are already short-staffed by about 120 people. While Wisconsin's public defender would not take quite as big a hit, it would take a small cut under the governor's plan. Public defenders say the difficulty with cutting back at all is that they're required by law to represent poor people who fall below a certain income threshold, meaning cutting back their caseload is not an option. Already, the public defender's office says it's delaying payments to attorneys because of budget woes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.